Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is a true statement that I'm surprised was published in the lamestream media, that Soycity encourages people to blame migrants for our housing and inflation problems, when who we should really be blaming are the billionaires. It's true the wealthy are the beneficiaries of government money printing that causes inflation and the rise of asset prices. But this unfortunately is another distraction because it's central bankers and the government that are to blame for the inflation in the first place. Up next, isn't it wonderful to see men entering the woman-dominated field of divorce? Ariana Grande is the one that has to pay her ex-husband, Dalton Gomez, $1.25 million as they finalize their divorce. The only reason he didn't get half is because she got a prenup. If he was a she, odds are that the judge would have thrown it out. Also, speaking of governments and divorce, Katy Perry is dating Justin Trudeau. I wouldn't put it past him to do something like this to her. Although she never married Orlando Bloom and had a prolonged 7-year engagement. Number 3, here's another victory for men. 50 Cent was paying $40,000 a month in child support and his ex demanded more. And as a result, the judge lowered it to $6,700. Women are always flying too close to the sun and wonder why they're being burned. I'm glad that the judge took $400,000 a year away from her because she was being greedy. How much you want to bet that she wasn't spending the majority of that money on actual childcare? Now she's going to turn to plan B, turn his kids against him. Moving on, feminists are talking about how they want to abolish the family because it limits human flourishing. I agree, but from another point of view. They want to control society, but in the end they'll become Stepford Wives. Or should I say female androids will become the Stepford Wives and women will lose all their attention. Artificial wombs will give men kids and androids will give us the rest. Women will end up living alone in obscurity, high-fiving each other on social media. Number 5, speaking of Stepford Wives, here's one of them right now pushing a shopping cart full of $20 worth of groceries, going to her $15,000 home back in 1980, and she didn't even have a job. Remember, guys, that the reason we aren't getting ahead in life is because we aren't working hard enough, and has nothing to do with inflation and money printing gone mad. And today you spend $15,000 a year on groceries, and your house is $2 million. But before I continue the rest of the meme madness, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Anson Belt & Buckle. Are you tired of big and bulky belts with straps that are uncomfortable and don't fit you properly? Then you need the Anson Belt & Buckle system. Anson has made belts with holes obsolete. A while back, they contacted me and sent me this wonderful box set to try. I got 3 belts and 3 buckles, and they're all high quality and interchangeable. All you do is cut the belt to the appropriate length and then connect it to the buckle. There are no holes in the strap, and you get to choose from over 170 different straps and 80 various buckles on their website. If you're like an indecisive woman that can't decide where she wants to eat dinner, then you can choose from their popular gift boxes. There's a standard black belt in my set. And no, not this kind of black belt. This kind. Because the straps and buckles are interchangeable, it's like you get 9 different belt combinations starting at only $99.99. And if you're in the United States, you get free shipping if you spend $70 or more. Belts so fine, they might even make an animal rights activist start wearing leather again. If you're like me and haven't updated your big and bulky belt since 1996, then stop embarrassing yourself with an old, oversized, worn-out belt. Get Anson's new Space Age belt system instead. Every single one of their belts fits perfectly, unlike the large belts you currently have in your closets. You're not going to find a better value for your money than this. And because Anson Belt & Buckle is sponsoring today's video, when you click on the link in the description or scan this QR code to build a box set, you'll get 2 bonus pieces, a buckle and a strap, completely free. That's 3 buckles and straps which can be mixed and matched into 9 unique belt combos all in one box. It's an exclusive deal you won't get anywhere else. So click the link, build your set, and upgrade your belt game today. Anyways, now back to the memes. Up next, remember guys, don't be the last one in this line bringing her flowers and marrying her to prove that you're a real man, when all those other real men were already there. Then again, maybe this is your girlfriend and this is what she means when she says she wants to take a break. And on the other side of the coin, we have this Tyrone, and a whole bunch of mids are waiting in line for him to become their baby daddy. Isn't love just grand? Number 7, remember guys that women wait at the winner's circle and take men that enter it. But if you're like Dionne Wilder, they will divorce you the moment you're no longer a winner. She also made false abuse allegations trying to get all his money. A lot of athletes out there are suckers thinking that women love them for them and not because they're rich. and famous sports ball players and boxers. Maybe he lost his judgment around women because he was hit in the head one too many times. Moving on, name one downgrade worse than this. Yes, PMS busters are bad, but there's so many other things just as bad over the last 30 years, and I won't even talk about them. I'll just put them up, and if you remember them, then you'll see that that's actually true. Besides our culture being feminized, they're making the feminine form look masculine as well. You know, we're all sick of it, and I think things are about to change now that Bob Iger and Kathleen Kennedy have effectively been fired from Disney. Number 9, police are still looking for a man who painted a tunnel under a bridge. This prank lord probably watched one too many Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner cartoons. Who they really should be looking for is the person who crashed into the wall because odds are he was drunk. Also, it was obviously meant to be a joke, because you can clearly see the Roadrunner standing right next to the painted-on tunnel. I hope they never find this person. Up next, looks like we found the reason AOC and Joe Biden weren't attracted to each other. They both appear to be too old for one another. Why was good old Uncle Joe so creepy, and do you ever wonder if he's losing his mind as we speak? I think presidents are selected and not elected, and that he was chosen to be the COVID fall guy because if Trump had two consecutive terms in office, it would have ruined his legacy. Number 11, do you think that soldiers fighting in the First and Second World Wars would have bothered if they knew about what was currently happening to the West? I'm thinking they joined the forces of Mr. Mustache because at least he was willing to put an end to this Weimar style of disaster that we face in our society. Also, why do you think soldiers were given a decent suburban standard of living after WW2? The elites did it so they wouldn't complain when the debauchery began in revolt. Moving on, if the United States acquires Greenland, Canada will be surrounded on all sides by America. Now that Trump is about to get Venezuela's heavy crude oil, he won't need Canadian heavy oil in about 5 years. Without high oil prices, Canada is done for because we don't have much of an economy. Plus, the U.S. wants the oil in the Arctic as well as Canada's and Greenland's vast hydroelectric power for data centers, as well as their rare earth minerals. I'd welcome a union. Number 13, who was your 80s crush? I was in my single digits for most of the 80s, so it wasn't until the early 90s that I started getting any celebrity crushes, and one of the first ones was Larry Flynn Boyle from the film The Temp. She has the perfectly proportioned face, and I spent a decade with a woman with almost the exact same face. I guess you can say I have a type. As for all these women, the only one I had a slight crush on was Christina Applegate in the early 90s too. Up next, Canada is just crying out to be liberated, as we're now naming cities and streets in unpronounceable Indian letters, which haven't been a spoken language in some cases for many decades. It's an embarrassment ritual to make people confused and not be able to find their way around town. This is to make leftist voters feel good about themselves because they can virtue signal that they're helping the indigenous population. Here are some of the noble natives for everyone to see. Number 15, a school in Iowa lets students get physical education credits for helping to do yard work for senior citizens and people with disabilities. I bet that the local lawn and snow removal services are pissed off. But besides lawn care business owners going around busting the kneecaps of PE teachers for introducing this, just kidding, I think it's a great idea. This also helps them activate with their community. It makes sense, so that's why it'll never be tried in all 50 states. Moving on, is this true for you? That if you take $500 from a productive worker and give $100 to a 5 lazy people, then you get 5 votes, and that this is actually what socialism is? But I think this only works in cities and urban populations, because in the rural areas, if you're lazy, people will shame you, and you'll lose status. Only in the cities can you get away with this. Most of the time, winning the political vote in the urban centers is enough to take power over the people in the rural areas, and our politicians know this. Number 17 is Caroline, and she says women should focus on being a good future wife and mother, that they should be pretty feminine and stay a virgin, which is more important than any degree. That's all fine and dandy, but even if you find and marry this unicorn, it still won't get the fertility rates up above replacements. Plus, you don't know what her past looks like. Don't fall for a woman telling you exactly what you want to hear. It's the oldest trick in the book. Up next, looks like Idris Elba is red-pilled after all, when he says that women fall in love with what they hear, and men fall in love with what they see. And that's why women wear makeup, and men lie. Not quite, though. Women also fall for hot men and men with great amounts of social status. Such a man doesn't even have to lie, and they'll pursue him. How can someone sound so smart yet be so dumb at the same time? Well, he's not exactly dumb. He's just sharing things from his perspective. Also, wearing fake-up is also a lie. Number 19, this 20-year-old soldier will become Spain's first queen in 150 years. Do you find her attractive? She's got nice size, but I find her a little bit too masculine here. She looks much better in this picture, and she looks modest, so I wouldn't be surprised if she becomes respected like Queen Elizabeth II. That's the vibe I'm getting from her. She also speaks 10 languages. That's not a soldier. That's a spy. Moving on, was Ana de Armas the most beautiful actress in 2025? Doubtful, because she's almost 40. I thought she was great in Blade Runner and that film with Keanu Reeves. No, not the ballerina, but the one where she buries him up to his neck while boinking him with her friend. Also, she might be beautiful, but I think that Tom Cruise tired of her pretty quickly. 20 years ago, I don't think she ever would have made Harvey Weinstein's cuts. Number 21, this guy says that the more easily you get offended, the less intelligent you are. What does that say about all the woke liberals out there who are triggered by almost anything? From my perspective, how easily you're offended depends on many factors. For example, if you have avoidant personality disorder, you're more likely to get more easily offended than people without personality disorders. I still clearly remember being insulted 15 to 20 years ago, and it still stings. Op next, restaurants in Canada are struggling as the country cuts immigration numbers. Looks like they can't survive without foreign slave labor. Many workers work for less than a minimum wage under the table, so they can continue to stay in the country, and the restaurants exploit this. Yet it's politically incorrect to talk about it. The Toronto Star is a left-leaning paper. Why are they suddenly on the side of business owners who exploit their workers? Looks like there are ulterior motives here. Number 23, here's what they did at the university that I went to, which is formerly known as Ryerson in downtown Toronto. All because they made up a fake story about how government schools ended a whole bunch of Native children, even though there was no evidence or remains found. Ryerson was so loved by the Mississauga First Nation tribe that they gave him an honorary name in Ojibwa, Cheechoke. This isn't about truth or facts. This is about erasing the past, and the cultural Marxists started here in the 90s, and I was there to see it. Moving on, back in the 70s, people didn't have smartphones, but they had the best music, real friends, and keys to the greatest decade. I'd say all four or five of the last decades of the 20th century were great. I'm glad that I got to see half of that time before everything went to poop, sometime between 2005 and 2015. Back before smartphones, if you wanted to insult someone, you had to do it through their face. The main benefit of our time right now is that we can talk about female nature anonymously online and not worry about having our lives ruined. Number 25 and the last one, it looks like another Hollywood starlet hits the wall. She's only 27. Either she's spending way too much time in the sun or she's taking too much Ozempic. She's only 27 years old. Sure, the lighting wasn't flattering here, but she's got the face and wrinkles of a 40-year-old. Maybe there's also an adrenochrome shortage that we haven't heard about yet. Her mother, Uma Thurman, was 30 years old when she filmed Kill Bill, and she didn't have those crazy wrinkles. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Also, check out my sponsor, Anson Belt and Buckle. Link is in the description. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.